Hi, welcome to our podcast. My name is Bob Smith, and today I have the Busters. Today with us are our special guests, Serena Williams and Suzanne Anthony. They are here today to discuss sex trafficking and how supply and demand take a huge toll on this disgusting but very well used business. Bring them on out and give them a huge, warm welcome, Serena Williams and Suzanne Anthony. Welcome, guests. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having us. It is a pleasure to be on your talk show. I know. I know that you all know what sex trafficking is, but can one of you all explain it to the people? Oh, yes. I got this one, Serena. You all may know sex trafficking as this illegal business, but it isn't just that. Sex trafficking is the action or practice of illegal transporting people from one country or area to another for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Yeah. I know that is a lot. But to sum it up, sex trafficking is an illegal action of transporting people for sexual exploitation to make money. Even though it isn't something you should do, it is what most people love to do, to get some coins. Whew! Thanks for that thorough answer, Susan. How does supply and demand tie to sex trafficking? Either you can take this one as well. You can take this one, Serena. Thank you, Susan. The reason supply and demand tie into sex trafficking is because the human community can be sold over and over again. Sex trafficking continues to grow to keep up with steady demand. According to what I have researched, I have learned a lot about how supply and demand tie into sex trafficking. They can get humans from anywhere to keep a good amount of supply, which keeps the flow of supply and demand rotating into sex trafficking. Yeah, I know it isn't good, as Susan said, but it is something that people do. Wow. This is something serious happening in many different areas. Do you all agree with sex trafficking going on in your communities, your surrounding areas, or neighborhoods? I know you may not, but can you answer for the people? No. I will leave this, and you can add on. Is that cool, Susan? One main reason I do not like sex trafficking is near me is because I can become a victim in a snap of a finger. I could begin. Does not have a name on it, and the demand is high, and I can be their needed supply to keep their business running so production won't slow down. Yeah, I know it's just not about me, but a lot of people become victims in a snap of a finger, and I wouldn't want that for anyone, not even my worst enemy. So sex trafficking should really be put to an end. Now, Susan, anything you would like to add to Serena's magnificent answer? I know it was thorough, but do you have anything else? I agree with you, Serena, 100%. But to add on to that, someone's child, spouse, parent, sibling, etc. is missing and doing something unwillingly is what gets to me the most. It is not only about the illegal practice going on, but the emotions involved is being connected to the victim. According to a source, most victims are scared or nervous to open back up to their family because they believe nobody has any good intentions waiting for them since they have been put in a harsh environment they couldn't control. Thank you both for going into detail to answer your question. The answer that you gave was like, wow, like so thorough. We'll be back after this short, really short, because they are saying some powerful, knowledgeable things that you can take away from this. Anyone can take away from this. So we'll be back after this short commercial with some more knowledge about sex trafficking and supply and demand. Welcome back. We still have Serena and Susan with us today. I know. They are pretty awesome. But back to the knowledge about sex trafficking is influenced by supply and demand. Thank you, Bob. No problem. Do you all know the statistics of supply and demand tying into sex trafficking? This question is specifically for you, Susan Anthony. Sorry for putting you on the spot, but I mean, hey, I know you know your knowledge. Oh, wow. On the spot, you say. Glad I've been doing my research. The human sex trafficking industry, as they call it, is estimated to generate around $150 billion annually. That's just in a year. With sex trafficking, a net profit margin of over 70% makes one of the most profitable business in the world. It is a lot more numbers to go with this, but this is only a glimpse of what is happening. Yeah, I know $150 billion annually is a lot, but to be the most profitable business shows how our community is functioning. It is a lot of supply and demand tied into sex trafficking that is going on in our community that should be changed, and I think we can put a stop to this. I know we haven't been having this conversation for a while, but what is supply and demand like in the sex trafficking industry, as they call it, like you said, Susan? Something I have learned during my research is that the supply of contemporary trafficked slaves promoted by long-standing factors such as poverty, lawlessness, social instability, an acute bias against female gender and minority ethnicities. Demand, on the other hand, is about the buyers and customers. They are sold for, on average, guys, $420 United States dollars and can be generated 300 to 500% or more in annual return on investment, depending on the quote-unquote industry. I know it is a lot to take in, but if the supply and demand is rotate, then their business will run smoothly and they will be making a profit. Yeah, you might think that, oh, I'll never be the one that get took. I'll never be in the back of someone's van, finna be sold, this or that. But no, supply and demand tie into sex trafficking, which means you can be the supply that they need. Yeah, you might think you're not able to be, but you are. So make sure you are always careful and watching your surroundings. It is not always about not being the victim, or it's not you, so you shouldn't worry. Yeah, it can be you one day. 100% agreement to Serena on that statement. You all hit the nail on the head directly with your points and facts about the influence of supply and demand on sex trafficking. We'll be taking one more intermission to finish this out. We'll be right back, people. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Get some light refreshments. We'll be right back. Thank you. What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, it's Bob back again. Yeah, that was a wicked intro. I know. And we are back at it again. Our amazing guests are still with us, Miss Susan and Serena, but only for a short minute, though. Can you all summarize our discussion over sex trafficking and influenced by the supply and demand and how to prevent it? Susan, you would like to take this one, you say? On this episode of The Busters, we have given you all a lot of information to take in, but let me chop it up. To get right to the main points, sex trafficking is an illegal, so that means do not practice no matter what anyone tell you or do not condone it in it in any way. It is an illegal practice of sexual exploitation around the country in many areas. The supply and demand is heavy. So their quote-unquote industries, as they love to call them, which I don't know why, even though they are making money and you have a supply and demand, but it shouldn't be called that if it's unwilling, you know? Their industries can earn a huge profit, and always connections between family members and victims are hard to rebuild after being traumatized. Do not think you are not a victim. Watch your surroundings. Yeah, it was said once before. Watch your surroundings. Don't be a fool thinking it can't be you. You may not think it may not be you, but someone can see you and they're like, oh yeah, she'll keep our business going. So yeah, make sure you're watching your surroundings and never think you cannot be a victim. Serena, you may add, those are factual statements, Susan. Some ways human sex trafficking can be prevented is enter to programs, apply for scholarships, apply for housing, etc. If you watch your surroundings closely and make sure you are not always alone while in public, it's okay to talk to strangers, but if something feels weird or seems suspicious, get yourself out of the situation. Leave. Do not second guess yourself. Your gut is always right. Make sure you are safe and cautious. Sex trafficking does not have a name on it. So help yourself and watch your surroundings. Thank you, wonderful ladies, for coming out and sharing your knowledge on what you know best. And I hope everyone tuned in and got to catch those great safety tips. I hope you enjoyed your welcome, and I hope to have you on the Busters again very soon. Good night. That'll be all, folks.